אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרך ג'
We're reading from the writings of the Rabash, third volume, page 613. The article is called The Sanctifying of the Month. And you can ask questions live on Cap TV. This month, for you, is the head of the month. And Rashi explained that Moshe had a question about the birth of the moon. To what extent will it be ready, worthy to sanctify and point it at the moon and the heavens, and told him, see how it is and sanctify it. And the interpreter said, why was it so hard for Moses with the sanctifying of the moon? And furthermore, what is the matter of the finger? What does it hint about? And Bala Sulam said that the matter of the Levana, the moon, hints about the Malchut, that the matter of the reception of the kingdom of heavens, that it was hard for Moshe how to tell the people of Israel to take upon themselves the burden of the heavens, while they feel a concealment. And the mind necessitates that were he to come to the people of Israel to take upon themselves the Malchut of heavens with some kind of a revelation of godliness, then there is something to talk about with them. But if the intention is that the moon is not in the time of its fulfillment, and you have to ask for it only at the time of its birth, and it was not yet evident there, the reception of this light, not shine, and the meaning is that a person has to accept upon himself the burden of heavens in the lowest possible way. To say about it that for him, even this state where there can be no greater lowliness, meaning that he is completely above reason, that he has no support on behalf of the mind and the feeling on which he can build his foundations, and then he is as if standing between heaven and earth, and he has nothing to rely on, then everything is above reason. And then a person says that the Creator has sent him this state where he is in utter loneliness, because the Creator wants for him to accept upon himself this way the burden of heavens and this lowly state, and then he accepts it because he believes above reason that the state in which he is now came to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that exists in the world, and nonetheless, he should say that he believes in the Creator in all possible ways, and this is called surrendering without conditions. That the Creator doesn't tell the Creator, if you give me a good feeling, so I'll feel that the land is full of your glory, then I'm ready to believe. But if I have no feeling of spirituality, I can't take the burden of heavens upon myself and keep the Torah and the precepts. But furthermore, I have to accept the kingdom of heavens without any conditions. And this was Moshe's question. How can he come to the people of Israel with such lowliness? And the Creator pointed and showed him with a finger, saying, look at this and sanctifying it, meaning the moon during the time of its birth, when its virtue is not recognized yet, and specifically in respect to the burden of the heavens and state of lowliness. Later on, this basis will be revealed. And the sages said, Rabbi Elazar said, the Creator's future to create a great dance for the righteous, and he sits among them in heaven, and each points with his finger and said, on that day, here is this God that we have hoped for his salvation, and we shall rejoice his salvation. So, the hint that the Creator points at the moon with his finger and said, like this, then the merit is that each shows with his finger, saying, this is the Creator, our God.
Well, it's difficult to talk about these articles. It's not an article. These are drafts that Rabash wrote. We have these originals, and I took everything from his table and from his drawers. They're in our archives. These things are known. Apparently he wanted to open it to a certain direction, which is not so clear here. The renewing of the moon is the rise of Malchut to Bina, the attainment of faith, which one needs to sanctify the work in above reason, and that his vessels of reception, in his vessels of reception, he cannot work in. He's forbidden to work. And all the work needs to be in the vessels of bestowal, and he has no vessels of bestowal. He doesn't even understand what this is. Therefore, the Creator shows him with his finger, here, this is the form. Meaning a person slowly starts to reveal this form of bestowal, and that it is the desirable form. Prior to that, he couldn't reveal or appreciate or depict to himself what it is at all. What we call bestowal is not bestowal. It's all in all reception, which is kind of concealed, false concealment, false bestowal, which certainly the desire to receive, if it's still a desire to receive, then it has for this some pleasure that it can move itself and do some action, even to fill others, what benefit he needs to feel from filling others, or that the other will be more valuable than himself, which means that he is in love with this person, but in the state of love, or that him and the other will be the same, so he won't feel that he is more valuable. You know, kind of like a baby towards the mother, she's willing to invest everything for him. Rather, that me and him are the same. Or he's afraid. If not benefit, if not from the addition, then benefit from sufferings that are going to be less. Less sufferings are also felt as sensed as a reward, as a benefit. And towards the desire to receive, that's even a greater profit. There's a profit from a loss, and there's a profit from an addition. The profit from the loss is felt even as a higher value. One who can find, let's say, $100 on the street, and to be happy from that, and to forget. But from the fact that he lost $100, he's much more sorrowful than when he earned it, because loss is loss from the fund, as we call it. Therefore, we need to understand that the force of faith which we're going to attain comes above our desire to receive, and these two vessels, and the vessels that first of all work on the reward, the benefit, and later on the loss. Because our desire to receive is divided to two. The coarseness of Aleph Bet, Shoresh Aleph and Bet, which is called Galgal Dain and Naim, and the coarseness of Yut Gimel and Dalet, which are called Achap. So there's to bestow in order to bestow, also in the vessels of bestowal, and also to work in the vessels of reception. There's a difference between the two of them, and certainly working in order to bestow in vessels of reception is much more difficult, because one feels here a true loss in the fund and in the that he could have gotten pleasure in direct manner in these vessels, and now it's the opposite. He's going to bestow above those vessels, so he has like a double loss here towards the vessels, towards the kilim. But no matter what, this way he sanctifies, meaning he acquires the quality of bestowal and advances until he attains the sanctity of the moon, meaning the power, the quality of bestowal becomes holy to him. Which means, like him, like the moon, he does not illuminate, but he illuminates to the degree that he is adhered to the force of, in the force of faith, towards the upper force, towards the light, towards the sun. This is how the moon is sanctified. Meaning, the moon is that earth, that piece of earth, which is not worthy of anything, but is capable of being adhered to the sun above earth. And therefore it is rewarded with being the illuminator, the light. And that it doesn't illuminate on its own or shine on its own, but it truly illuminates by not receiving for itself, rather in order to illuminate to others. Yes?
Question from Jerusalem and Zichron. What does it mean to accept the burden of the kingdom of heavens on the lowliest servant or in the lowliest state?
The Malchut of the heavens is called Malchut, that is included in Binah and receives the force of bestowal, the force of faith, and works in such a way. This means Malchut of the heavens, Malchut Shamayim. Malchut. So to receive the Malchut Shamayim, to receive the kingdom of heavens, to be in the kingdom of heavens, to work in the kingdom of heavens, this means that all the forces of bestowal, of reception, are included in the forces of bestowal, and in such a way they work. Simply. Just as the words are. Don't see in these words something that you got used to hear, some slogan of. Rather, that Malchut is included in Bina and works in such manner. This is the first correction which actually Malchut does, and it is included there in all of the degrees, Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Daled, in the Nikvei Naim, and all sorts of discernments, and also when it comes down from Nikvei Naim to its place itself, and so forth, meaning all the actions of Malchut and Bina, all the operations that work with Malchut, but not in Malchut, but with Yesod, which is the general correction, which is called the circumcision, the Brit Milah. This is called to work in Malchut Shamayim, in the kingdom of heaven.
So the question was, what does it mean to be lowly on the lowest possible state in this condition?
That's how they're asking. What do you need to be in lowness? Because this state is attained through lowness, through humility. Because I need to restrict my desire to receive and not wanting to work with it, and to be included in Bina. Therefore, it's called Tzimtzum Bet, restrictions, the second restriction, the restriction of Malchut, which wants in such a way, and it's only capable in this way to be included in Bina, to be incorporated with Bina. We need to understand that the actions that were in Tzimtzum Bet, in the second restriction, before that, we learn, these are actions that are actually not in Malchut. Malchut itself, if we want to work, we want to connect it with Bina. And by binding it with Bina, we see that we can work with the qualities of Malchut only in the less coarseness, Shorosh Aleph Bet. And the bigger coarseness, Gimel and Dalet, we're incapable of working. What should we do with them? With those desires? That's later. In incorporation, in inclusion, how should we work in general with Malchut, where it's included with Bina? Where is this inclusion? So, until the Peltzufim of Katnut in the world of Nikudim come out, then it's still not, it's not inclusion. The inclusion of Malchut in Bina is only through the shattering. After the shattering, when we start to scrutinize the shattered parts, the shattered portions are totally different than the whole parts, in that there is a connection in them between Malchut and Bina, that in them Bina entered Malchut, was incorporated, included in Malchut. It is in exile in Malchut. It is in slavery, in bondage in Malchut, meaning Malchut is now the desire to receive using the force of bestowal, which certainly suddenly fell in it for its own benefit. This is called to bestow in order to receive. I am completely all, I was ruthless, I used to live in the forest, and I used to jump on anyone who would pass by, and I'd steal from them and kill them. Yeah, like that. That was my work. That was my business. I used my desire to receive in a direct manner. Kill people or make them slaves. And that's it. And all that they have, I take. The time for my development came. And we see this in the history of humanity, that I start thinking, maybe it's not worthwhile for me to do it this way. I can earn a lot more if I take these people that I grab in the, that I catch in the forest. I'll use them like my workers. I'll even teach them. I'll teach him all sorts of professions. Yes, he's going to be a builder, a cobbler, a dressmaker, and so forth. And they'll be next to me like a force for me. And also what I used to steal from them and rob from them all their belongings. No, maybe I shouldn't do that way. Maybe I'll do some trade. In doing so, I can earn more. I won't just steal from someone. Rather, I see all kinds of good things in all the different places, and I can't jump on everyone. They'll kill me too. There's others like me too. So I give someone, and he gives me, and so forth. Meaning the desire to receive, start to feel that the actions of bestowal, which work for his, that they work for his benefit. And they're very beneficial. And in that, humanity started to develop. Where do we see this? Especially we see this from the Jews who moved from Spain to Germany and France and England and so forth, from country to country, because it's a force that understands that through bestowal they can earn more, because they come after the shattering, after the ruin of the temple. And in those countries, people lived in a barbaric manner. Everyone was stealing from and robbing from each other. When such a force comes in, he says, no, let's do it differently. Let's do trade and commerce and industry and so forth. And because they knew and in their inner inclination how to do actions of bestowal, then they contributed a lot to the development of these countries. So the force of reception, the vessel of reception, feels that it is earning from more, being rewarded from actions of bestowal. To bestow in order to receive. Very nice. This is called with us in this world an educated person working according to the law and so forth. And all our laws and our rules that we establish in the human society is between this and that, between being a pirate and being a bestower. And we, accordingly, whatever is comfortable to us, we correct to which percent it's this or that, from country to country, from nation to nation, from period to period. And that's it. And that's life. Meaning, to receive in a direct manner. You have their pirates in by Africa there, where? In Somalia, and in other places maybe there are all sorts. But usually, everything works according to give and take, meaning to bestow in order to receive. And because in each of us there's a different desire, then we can be in trade. I want now food, and you already don't need food. You need clothing. So, because we're all different, then there's the possibility to enjoy each other, enjoy from each other. What's less important to me, I give you. What's more important because it's something that's more important to you. Meaning desires to receive in such a manner advance by being in participation, in sharing. They connect, they do something. When we reached the state where it's in the whole world, we're connected in trade, industry, in care of the ecology, and even in language, and the internet, the media in general, in culture, the Hollywood culture, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and all sorts of things. You see how people are dressing in China and how they're dressing in the Arab nations and Russia and in America and South America. It's all the same. Yes? People are actually going, especially the young ones. They're in the same dressings. They all know English. They're all using the same electronic devices. Everyone's talking between them. It's all from the influence which entered the bestowal, that entered the vessels of reception, and therefore the vessels can connect each other. If it was only vessels of bestowal, you couldn't do anything. You can see this in a baby. He's only give, and that's it. The older he gets, he already understands that you need to, a little with others, to give somewhat something, to smile, to ask, and so forth. So all this teaches us and advances us towards the state in which we're already in a state where we have already realized these abilities to bestow in order to receive for several reasons. Then we're in a crisis. And it is actually telling us that we need to move already, just like we were in receive in order to receive. We implemented that. We realized already the bestow in order to receive. and now we need to move to bestow in order to bestow. We, for the time being, don't understand. How could it possibly be that we will be able to do this? This is something that... Where will we receive the filling, the reward, the benefit? But our lives will bring us to a state in which we will discover that there's even a greater benefit in it. Just like they didn't think that people could move from, instead that people could go from, let's say, being robbing and to themselves, how can I earn more? Until they came to the state where they realized that, oh, it's worthwhile for me to do trade, and for, I give you and you give me, and so forth. And we were in that period for thousands, hundreds of years, and thousands of years. And before that, in bestowed to receive, before that, in receive to receive, we were tens of thousands of years like that, in receive in order to receive. And now, the time has come to bestow in order to bestow. This is already an essential change because we're not looking within the desire to receive what we have to receive in order to receive or to bestow in order to receive. The main thing is the vessels of reception here. Rather, we are moving already to vessels of bestowal, meaning it's a change in the values. And therefore, this move, this transfer, is an essential move. It's not just that I'm changing the means and my vessel remains the same. Rather, I here change my paradigm, my observation, my look, how I see where the benefit is, where the reward is. I see the reward in others, not in me. And here it really is an inner revolution that we need to go through, each of us, and all of us together. And therefore, before the education that we need, we need to learn how to reach bestowal, we won't be able to move through this stage, which is to bestow in order to bestow, and later it's easy to receive in order to bestow. You're just adding to bestow, and you have two stages in to work in the vessels of reception. And there's two stages when you move and work with the vessels of bestowal. We learn this very nicely also from... But anyhow, it's like that. There are two forces. And there are four. And then you have two states. And reception and two states in the vessels of bestowal, and we're now in the slice, in that transfer, in that transposition. Yes.
Question from Barcelona: how to overcome the despair? Because you understand that anything you ask for is egoistic.
Why do we need to be in despair? First of all, it's good that he identifies this. This is the truth. That's one thing. Despair is good. That's something you have to go through. What can you do? How much was I in despair? And a person needs to go through all the states. There's no one who has done good in the nation and didn't sin. And in everything, you have to think like this. There's nothing that one goes through and another doesn't. It's totally standard for everyone. So we only need not to pay attention to what's before us. Because all these things trickle down to us in right order from above, under the condition that we are constantly pushing ourselves to connect to the society. By doing so, we're hastening the times, and we're definitely going correctly. And those forms that I'm going through, I'm not responsible for. And I don't know that, and I can't expect it in advance. I cannot know what it's going to be in advance.
Timur from Istanbul is asking, how is it possible to use the will to receive in favor of bestowal?
The desire to receive for the benefit of bestowal is a very high degree. It's to receive in order to bestow. And this is after great corrections. Now we can't even dream of this. Before that, there are stages that I don't even use my desire, where I'm above it, and only after I attain the force of bestowal, which is clean, net, without any connection to the force of reception, which is in restriction in me, then I can return and use the force of reception. Although, nevertheless, a person needs to try to enjoy from being in darkness, in dissent, in confusion, to hasten this state, like all the states, but to understand that these states bring him salvation, success, advancement, even more than the states of ascent. Meaning, we need to justify them, to accept them correctly. Oh, Amikam. Yes, please, give it to him.
What's the difference between the state of lowliness we talked about, the state of Malchut Shamayim, that ascends to the Bina when Malchut rises to Bina, and the lowliness or the shame, which Bchinat Dalet, Malchut of En Sof, feels?
The heavens is the creator, the kingdom of the malchut of the heavens, or the malchut shamayim, is all those vessels that I relate to the creator towards me, and therefore I say that's why it's called, he's called the king. Melech is malchut, king is malchut. If my vessels, if I raise my vessels to the degree of bina, and only for it I dedicate them, then it's called that I am under the kingdom of heaven, the Malchut Shamayim. Yes.
And we say that it does it by means of annulling itself, the Malchut.
The annulment is only the first stage. And then it works in order to enlarge the discernment of Bina.
So my question is, what's the difference between the beginning of the work,
when Malchut is included with Bina, and then it develops such that it takes all the properties of Bina in order for the development of the Malchut, for the correction of Malchut, and in a moment I'll tell you. The combination of Malchut with Bina. Imagine to yourself what stages could be here. Bina, which is revealed towards Malchut, causes Malchut to restrict. This is like the Nikudot Zesak that went down below the Tabor. Malchut, as it wants to be included in Bina, it restricts the Bina. What does it mean it restricts the Bina? You can't restrict Bina. The force of bestowal that has no force for itself, how could you restrict it? Rather, it restricts the Bina to bestow towards her, to work with her, because she cannot work like Bina, to be at the service of Bina. I can be dedicated to you up to half of the kingdom, not towards the whole kingdom. Now, that's called katnut, smallness. What does the Queen Esther want? You'll get half, up to the half of the kingdom, you'll get it all. Later, Malchut corrects itself by the Bina, and us, these are already the prepared vessels. They're already mixed, the Malchut and Bina. In every one of our vessels, there's a mixture. And the upper light discerns for us this, scrutinizes this mix for us and helps us decide with who the just is, meaning with the Haman or Mordechai, if it's for the vessels of for reception that we should work, the force of bestowal needs to work for the benefit of the vessels of reception, and the force of reception needs to belong to the force of bestowal. And then you have your scrutinies, corrections, and the work itself already in bestowing in order to bestow and receiving in order to bestow. The whole work is in that, yes?
So, what was hard for Moshe, as Rabash writes in the article, was with Israel, actually, that these are the vessels of bestowal, meaning were he to come with this idea to the nations of the world saying, then he wouldn't have had a problem, because specifically in the state of lowliness, to discover the force of bestowal.
A person who reaches the degree of Moshe here, which, as it's being spoken about here, he truly is in a state of not understanding how it's possible to do this flip in sanctifying truly the moon, the form of work, this form of work. Here there must be a direction from above, which is called the pointing finger of God. Where Elohim, God, is from Mi Ele, which is the Kelim of, and eliminates in both Kelim, that both in the vessels of Bestol that he can work, like in Bestol and in the vessels of reception. He can't work right now. He will correct them. He's correcting them now also, but he will correct them in order to work in them. To receive in order to bestow.
There is the state where in Katnut you can work in bestowal and in Gadlut in reception. The question is, why is there a hardship about it? Because it's actually like the opposite, because bestowal is Gadlut and reception is Katnut.
Everything is measured according to the vessels you're working in. The upper light only comes to correct everything for you. You don't have vessels of bestowal. You only have vessels of reception.
Meaning you have to be great. You have to correct the vessels of reception in order to bestow. And you can't be in the state of katnut there.
Why? What are we talking about here? Even when we talk about katnut, vessels of bestowal, what is vessel bestowal? A vessel is a desire to receive. What is a bestowal? A desire can bestow? The fact that it's doing pleasure by not using his desire to receive for himself. Like a baby who's adhered to his mother. You're annulling your desire to receive in order to be adhered to someone, to be cleaved onto someone. This is called that you're working with vessels of bestowal. You're working with your vessels of reception. But the form on the outside, all in all, is a form of bestowal, because you're not receiving. You're only giving, and what are you giving? You're not giving also anything. You're giving him pleasure by annulling yourself. Pleasure is always from the degree of annulment, because you are the desire to receive. You don't have any other ability. And anyhow, what can you give really to the Creator? What? He's whole. You can give only the identification, the annulment, the love. Love you can give. Yes. Malchut Ensof, it's as if it's coming to its essence. I'm sorry for repeating this again, but it comes to its purpose by being totally opposite to the Creator. And then, therefore, it is called the Malchut Shamayim, the kingdom of heaven. They're against each other. And especially by this, it feels great shame. Well. So it brought contentment to the Creator. When did it bring contentment to the Creator? When it came to its essence, when it came to the and the fourth phase of direct light. No, at that stage she didn't get anything, only to the recognition. So why is it so ashamed? Why is this lowness? It's also the initial shame. It's not the original shame. Because you could say, go to the artist who made me, or he created me like this. Why should I be ashamed? There. Shame is only the recognition of the gap, the recognition of the standing, the stature. It's not the true shame that we feel later, that I took, I stole, I killed and everything, and then I feel against my actions, supposedly, the shame. Here, there's no such thing. It's only according to the attributes that are opposite to me, yes. But this is still only the root. And then it does second restriction. And well, first restriction, and then second restriction, and rises to Bina. Because its trend after the restriction is to bring itself to the maximal identification. And it knows that later, before that, that's what it needs to do in order to not reach that same state. Why does it do the second restriction? All these actions are done one after another in maximum connection towards Keter. Every single action, if it exists, it's in order to reach Keter. In somewhat more, some action, some operation, some movement, some intention. No more than that. Otherwise, there's no action. For the action, you need a desire to receive, and so it will see the benefit. All the benefits above or below are from Malchut Ben Sof, feeling how opposite it is and how much it wants to reach that same standing like Keter. And from this, we have energy, the force for work, for all these vessels, until the last degree, the lowest degree. And here, on the lowest degree, we need ourselves to attain the force of work. The desire to receive after the shattering has calories. I hope that I'll receive, or I hope, I think that I have from it the force to work, the strength to work. But if, for the desire to bestow, no. That we need to learn through the group. And we'll move to the next part.